You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Now celebrating their 65th anniversary, Bob Sykes Barbecue is locally owned and operated by second-generation Van Sykes with the help of his nephew Jason Jewell, third generation of the Bob Sykes family. You can order Bob Sykes Barbecue online at bobsykes.com or visit the drive-thru or dine-in. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Catering, family meals, and tailgate specials are available. You can also check out From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue book, now available at bobsykes.com or visit the restaurant. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue, located in the heart of Alabama. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you on location from Lester, Alabama. I have with me Megan Jackson. I also have Addie, and I have Dustin, and I have Caden with me. He's smiling over here as we're talking about his new buddy that's coming to Lester, Alabama, Shay. He needs a service dog, and we're trying to help through The Mark White Show. Megan, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome. You. Glad to have you. This is so important right now as we talk about what Caden has gone through with his seizures and the difficulties he has. He needs a service dog, and it's really important that our listeners know what the need is and how they can help. Let's talk a little bit about the seizures that Caden has to live with.
So it's been a little over 9 years ago, Caden's started having seizures just kind of out of the middle of nowhere. We still don't have a known cause. No medicines have really helped. We're just kind of
just trying to figure it out as you go, because certainly there's no plan yet.
Yeah.
Because there's no medication to cure what's happening.
Right now, we don't have any answers. That's what's caused it. None of the medicines are helping. And, I mean, he's continued to get older. So the service dog's something that we have been looking into for probably about 5 years. And a couple of weeks ago, we decided that it was time, that he needed extra support. With him getting older, he also needs it's going to help him more with independence.
How old is Caden now?
He's 14.
14. And what types of seizures is he affected by?
So, mainly in his sleep, he has tonic-clonic, which are grandma seizures, where he stops breathing. He's gasping for air. They're usually 2 to 3 minutes long. It's usually when he's falling asleep, when he's waking up. Throughout the day, he also has absent seizures where he just kind of pauses. It's basically like unplugging a computer. He'll go right back to whatever he's doing, but it is like a disruption. It stops everything that he's doing for a few seconds. And those he's having hundreds a day.
And this started 9 years ago?
9 years ago.
So he was around 5 years old.
Yep. It was 2 months after he turned five.
And the very first seizure that ever happened, what was that experience like for you?
One of the most terrifying moments of our lives. Just having a perfectly normal child go from having seizures and having no answers. And none of the tests have showed anything. And they just really don't have any answers. Try this medicine, try this. We're out of options besides brain surgery. And that's not something we're wanting to do.
Where all have you gone to try to find answers at this point?
We went to Memphis for a long time, to Le Bonheur, Huntsville. Now we stay going to Birmingham at Children's.
I have a niece, Brianna. She battled seizures herself, and we did have the operation. It did not do that much for her, and that's one of the things that you have to face and say, is this going to be worth it?
Right.
What they're going to have to go through, is this going to get us to where we want to be? And it may not.
Right.
And that's a big risk to take.
Yeah. With the surgery, the main thing is it's 50-50. It could either make him worse or it could make him better. There's also risk for stroke. Caden walks, he talks. There's a chance if they did the surgery that we would lose everything that we do have. If they could give us more of what's causing it, then we would be more open to surgery. But they have no idea, so it's not something that we're wanting to do unless they knew, hey, this would stop his seizures, and they don't.
Well, sitting here right now, you could monitor Caden, and you would know, okay, he's having a seizure. How about at night? How are you able to deal with that?
So part of us getting Shay is going to give Caden a little bit more independence, because currently I have to sleep with him. We have a camera, if I'm not in the bed with him, that it alerts on my phone for movement. But, I mean, currently I'm sleeping with him. He's 14 years old. He's ready for me to get out of the bed.
Right.
So when we do get Shay, he's going to be able to sleep with Caden and then come alert when he has a seizure.
Have you ever heard of the Danny Did Foundation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever reached out to them?
Yes. We went through the Danny Did Foundation several years ago. When Caden first started having seizures, we had got a bed mattress as a monitor where it picks up movement. They funded that for us. And then it just got to where it wouldn't pick up all of his seizures. But we did go through them years ago.
When you think about families like Danny's family and the others who are going through this as well, you know what it's like now. You did not know prior to 9 years ago, but you're part of that community.
Exactly.
And you know the struggle that's there, that each and every family, if they need a service dog and you need your community to rally around you to make it happen. But just imagine all the people who would love to have this happen, and it's so hard to get the things that they need.
Yes, we've been trying to look at the service dog, and like I said, for at least 5 years. Most of them are $20,000 to $30,000. This one, we have found a breeder. Caden's matched with Shay, the dog, and we're going through them. And the cost is quite a bit less expensive, but he's going to have all the proper training. But it's still very expensive. I mean,
yes.
$17,500, but this dog's not something we can put a price tag on.
What led you over 5 years to find this particular organization in Tennessee?
We found them on Facebook, and I've just been messaging back and forth for years thinking, okay, how are we going to do this? And then about 2 weeks ago, we said, okay, we've got to do this.
And he's actually had an opportunity to interact with Shay so far.
He did. I guess it was last 2 weeks ago, we went and met Shay to make sure that Shay liked Caden and Caden liked Shay. And Shay automatically connected with Caden. I would try petting him and stuff, and he'd still go back to Caden.
Wow.
He wasn't worried about me or Dustin at all. He was focused on Caden. When Caden was up walking, he would stay right by his side. If he went fast, he'd go fast. If he went slow, he went slow.
That's exactly what you want, a partner.
Yes, companion.
To be able to depend on that animal for Caden's survival, really.
Yes.
Because those seizures happen and you're not around, something happens. And I know that's your worst fear.
Yeah,
is that you're not close by and something happens and you're not there to be able to help.
He I mean, 24/7, there's eyes or a camera on him. And he's wanting more independence as he gets older. He doesn't want his mama sleeping with him. He don't want me having to go to the bathroom with him constant. And with Shay, I mean, it's going to give Caden a little bit more freedom. It's not going to, you know, take our place, but he's going to have more freedom as a teenager.
How old is this dog, Shay? Because it was a larger dog.
He will be one. Okay. November the 16th is his birthday. And he is still in the training right now. We like the trainer. He said 3 to 4 months, six months at the most. But 3 to 4 months, and he will be finished with his training and be ready to come home.
Oh, that's great.
We just have to have him paid in full before he comes home.
And these people know what they're doing. You had a good history of this is what they've done, and this is how they've helped other young people.
Yes, or they've people in general. Multiple people. I know in Tennessee, they were delivering or shipping one back to California. They train all over the United States, and they're involved in the training. When we do finally get Shay, the trainer, Mike, will come stay here for 3 to 5 days to make sure that we're properly trained on Shay, along with all of his tasks that he's going to be doing. He'll go to the school, train all of them, because Shay's going to go everywhere that Caden goes.
That's great. And this is so important when he can take the animal to school and be with him.
Yes. Yes. We're also getting a harness that will help with mobility support. Caden has problems sometimes walking with one of his legs. So the dog will be able to lead him and act as balance when he's getting out of the bed, when he's having to walk a lot. This harness will be able to hold him up, and the dog will be able to lead him.
That is great. I know that makes you feel a sense of relief. This is coming.
Yes.
This is on the way. You waited 5 years, and now you're so close to having this companion for Caden. That's awesome. How close are we financially?
Right now, we're right around $10,000. Right around $10,000. So we still have another $7,500 to raise. We've also got to get a fence in the backyard for Shay. So we're, our dream is coming to reality over the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's, we still have a long ways to go, but it's coming. It's coming. So the GoFundMe link, everybody in our community has been absolutely amazing. People we don't even know.
The goal right now for GoFundMe is $17,500. That's to take care of the dog and training expenses, correct?
Yes.
Then you're talking about a fence that's necessary. So there's other expenses that are going to be part of that. So you need more than the $17,500. So when someone sees, well, we're at $10,000, they still need to think about a little further out to be able to take care of those other expenses.
Yeah. Well, once we, once Shay does come with Caden, we'll still have to drive almost 4 hours away for additional training. He will, the trainer will come here also to help with training to make sure. First, we made sure that they bonded, but we got to the seizure alert. There's a possibility with scent detection that the dog will be able to tell Caden's going to have a seizure before he even has one. So as far as safety, it's going to help him a lot there as well.
Yes. Right now, folks, we're in Lester, Alabama, and we're talking to Megan Jackson about Caden and his new buddy on the way, Shay. We're collecting funds right now for this effort because Caden suffers from seizures. This is something that they have to go through 24/7. They need this animal, and you can help. And that's what this show today is about. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation and talk about the ways that you can help financially as we help the Jackson family to bring Shay to Lester, Alabama. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we come to you from Leicester, Alabama. I have with me Megan Jackson. We've been talking about Caden and what he has gone through over the past 9 years with seizures. It's been tough. And they started looking into having a service dog. They did find Shay. And right now is an opportunity for you to give back and try to help this family to bring this animal to their home. Welcome back to the show, Megan.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. I hope that this helps. I hope that this helps your family and helps Caden in his struggle with seizures. I know that, as you mentioned, people in the community have rallied around. You had a lot of different entities, families, groups, churches that have dove in to help your family. I know that that's a good feeling too.
It's all of the support that we are receiving has been amazing. Amazing.
Now you have Addie sitting next to you. Addie loves to sing.
Addie does love to sing.
Addie is seeing people come together for her family, too.
She is.
So as a young person, that means a lot. How old's Addie?
She's 11.
Addie, can you take the microphone? Welcome to the show, Addie.
Thank you.
Your sister?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you think about all the people who are coming together to help your brother right now?
I think it's really nice and like that everybody would do that for him and stuff.
Absolutely. You've seen a lot of people come together, and you know that people love your family when you see this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You love to sing. Mm. You said you love to sing?
Yes.
What do you like to sing?
Randy Travis country.
Oh, Randy Travis country songs. What's your favorite country song by Randy Travis?
Deeper Than the Holler.
Could you sing a little bit for me? You said you like to sing. You don't have to, but you could. What if I sang with you? How about we do this? My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill. And longer than the song of a whippoorwill. Good job.
Thank you.
Randy Travis is one of my favorites, too. I've always loved Randy Travis. Back when I was just a little kid, listening to Randy Travis. So does music make you feel good? Mm-hmm. You listen to your music, it makes you feel good?
Yeah.
That's the way it is for me.
I get my country music from Daddy.
Dustin over here loves the country music too.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, I'm glad to be in your home today to try to help your brother, and I hope that people will donate to this GoFundMe. Thank you for singing for the Mark White Show listeners.
You're welcome.
Now we'll get to say, and we have Addie singing for us today. Megan, what do you think about that?
She does so good.
She's pretty good.
She is good.
Talented young lady.
Yeah, she usually sings quite a bit at church on Sundays.
Good practice.
Yes.
Well, Megan, you've got a good family, and as you mentioned, the community's helping. It's always great to see people come together. Thinking about other families right now that are going through this, maybe they're on the journey themselves, just started, like you did 9 years ago. What is something that you might share with them that might help them moving forward? Some of the research that you've done or things that you found that might help them?
I would say several years ago, we've put all of our trust in God. This is not the path that we wanted for Caden. Of course, we prefer for him to be healthy, but he doesn't let anything stop him. He keeps going. I stay up reading constant for a little over 9 years now, trying to figure out what have they missed? What have they, we receive, I would say, the top care in the United States. We have went to all of the top doctors looking for answers. Stay strong. Don't give up. Caden is definitely our encouragement. He never quits. He could have 10 seizures back to back. If we have plans to go play baseball with his league in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, we go. He doesn't let anything stop him. He's always happy. He doesn't ask why. He goes with the flow.
What is this league you're referring to in Lawrenceburg?
He plays for Abigail's Plan in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. It's a group. Well, I don't know what the youngest is, but I know there's players that are 70 probably that play baseball. It's a rubberized field. They team them up with a buddy. They play baseball. Usually spring and fall they have a season. And then he also does with the show Stars in Muscle Shoals, we do flag football, basketball, and they did baseball over the summer. So he doesn't let anything stop him. Whatever he wants to do, we do.
I love Abigail's Plan. I've covered it through the Mark White Show. That's why I wanted you to mention that, because there are some organizations out there that are doing some great work.
Yes.
And families need to know about them, because what happens is when something strikes their family, say it's a tragedy, and they're wondering, is anybody out there for me? Is there anybody to help me? And there are certainly organizations out there to help families. You just have to know where they're at.
Right. Caden played baseball up until his seizures started. So when it started, and of course getting older, we were more worried about him getting hurt. Whenever it gets into more competitive. So at that point, it's whenever we got involved with Abigail's Field, and they have been amazing, because he has something health-wise going along doesn't mean that he still can't do what he wants to. So it's been amazing to be a part of Abigail's Field playing and see him, and just the smiles. If you go there, it's definitely a treat.
Before we close out, let's talk about Loyal Companions Tennessee Dog Training and the importance for what they do for your family.
They have been amazing to us. Like I said, I've been messaging them for probably close to 5 years, talking about this, and they have offered to help us fundraise. They have also, people who have got dogs from them, because they do obedience training. They do more than just for a service dog. So they are in Rock Island, Tennessee. It's almost 4 hours from us. Mike and Tanya have really been amazing with us. We went and met them when we met Shay, and they have offered to help any way that they can, and they really do think that this Shay is a perfect fit for Caden.
Very good. And we've had another donor as we sit here and speak. We're at $6,534. The goal currently $17,500. People can go to GoFundMe.com and search Help Caden Get a Service Dog. Caden is spelled C-A-D-E-N. We want people to go to Help Caden Get a Service Dog on GoFundMe. They can support that way. How about other ways that people can contribute if they don't use GoFundMe? You mentioned T-shirts. You mentioned wristbands.
Wristbands are coming. T-shirts we do have. You can go to pawsforcaden.com to order a T-shirt.
PAWS, 4, CADEN.com.
Yes.
Okay.
You can donate on the website. You can purchase t-shirts from the website. We do have a Venmo set up. It is Paul's and the number 4, okay. Caden.
Great. So there are lots of ways for people to help your family right now.
Yes.
That's good. Caden, would you like to say something?
He's just going to smile.
We appreciate being able to come into your home today and share about this with our listeners. We hope that everything you need is taken care of, and I believe it will be. Yes. As people start to hear about this, more people will want to try to help. They'll jump in. And as you mentioned, strangers, complete strangers, people you've never met before, yes, want to help your family. And that says a lot about our people. It says a lot about our communities.
It does. We're very, very thankful. I mean, we're completely blessed. We're not there yet, but it's happening.
Again, go to GoFundMe.com and search Help Caden Get a Service Dog. You can go to GoFundMe that way. Megan Jackson, thank you again for having me here to share about your family and the need for Shay.
Thank you so
Caden.
Much. Thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by The Mark White Show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. That's how we're going to help this family, is you sharing, deciding that you want to share this with people that you know. I also want you to subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show from Lester, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my home.